Shalom, everybody! Parshas Vayeschanan begins with Moshe begging Hashem to reconsider his decision about Moshe not being allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. In one of the most tragic episodes in the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with Hashem in the beginning of our Parsha to allow him to fulfill his life's dream to enter Eretz Yisrael. And part of Moshe's request is Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hei, E'ebrana. Let me, says Moshe, let me cross over, please, and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan River. Hahar hatov hazeh, that good mountain, v'halavanon, and Lebanon. What exactly is Moshe requesting? Why did Moshe want to see Hahar hatov hazeh v'halavanon? Which good mountain are we talking about, and why Lebanon? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, and other Mefarshim quote the Gemara in Yoma Daf Lamed Tesamud Beis in the Medrash 2, which say that the mountain that Moshe wants to see is Yerushalayim. Hahar Hatov Hazeh is Yerushalayim, and Levanon does not refer to Lebanon, but to the Beis Hamikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only want to see Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to see Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. It's a powerful reminder, right after Tisha B'Av and all year round, of where our desires and aspirations should be. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the great Spanish Talmud Chacham, writer, philosopher, physician, who died in 1141, writes in the Kuzari, in Ma'amar Hei, that Yerushalayim will be rebuilt when B'nai Yisrael yearn for Yerushalayim in the highest and strongest form of yearning, to the point where they care about and love its stones and dust. It's an incredible thing that you and we, all of us, should strive for. In fact, the Gemara in Ksuvos, Daf Kufyud Beis Amud Aleph, tells of people who did just that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Abba used to kiss the cliffs of Akko, and Rabbi Chanina used to repair the roads of Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda rolled himself in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. And all of this, says the Gemara, and it's what the Kuzari said also, is what the Pasuk in Tehillim says in Mizmor Kuf Beis, Pasuk Tesvav, Ki Ratzu Avadecha, Es Avaneha, Ve'es Afara Yechonenu. Your servants, Hashem, take pleasure and love the stones and the dust of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara, and that was Moshe. Moshe was literally dying to go into Eretz Yisrael, to see Eretz Yisrael, to see Yerushalayim, and to see the Mikdash. However, we have to ask the following question. We said that Moshe said he wanted to see Hahar HaTov HaZeh, that was Yerushalayim, and Levanon means the Beis Hamikdash. What is the significance? What's important of the fact that Yerushalayim is called a Har, and why does Levanon refer to the Beis Hamikdash? The Sifri in our parsha in Piska Chafches asks this second question. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called Levanon? The Medrash says that Levanon comes from the word Lavan, which is white. The Beis HaMikdash offers us atonement. It affords us the opportunity to whiten our sins. The Mikdash is the center of our tshuva and kapara, through Korbanos, through the Avoda, through the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and through that all, it's the center, we experience the whitening of our sins. And perhaps one can suggest that that also answers the other question as to why Yerushalayim is called a har, a mountain. Yes, the Beis HaMikdash is called Levanon because it whitens our sins. However, we also must remember that Yerushalayim is likened to a mountain. Being on top of a mountain offers a perspective and offers vistas that you cannot see from below. Yerushalayim does that. It helps us see the world differently. It helps us see ourselves differently. It helps us see our relationship with Hashem and B'nai Yisrael differently. These are all prerequisites for tshuva. That is a mountain, and that is Yerushalayim, and all this is true. But it's only true if you climb the mountain. You shalayim only has that effect. It only has that impact on us if and only if we put in the effort. If you work hard, you reach the top. If you work hard, you can change the way you see things. You can change you and your direction. But if you don't, you stay at the bottom of the mountain. You continue to see things as you've always seen them. It's true about Yerushalayim, and it's true about tshuva as well, and the whitening of our sins in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not a magic building, chas v'shalom. Korbanos are not magical, chas v'shalom. It takes work. It takes climbing. It takes a willingness to work hard and to see ourselves differently. It takes energy to do tshuva and to be atoned. The Mikdash is indeed called Levanon, but Yerushalayim is called a mountain. First, I must climb the mountain of Yerushalayim before I get to the atonement of Levanon. Have an amazing day, everyone.